If you're a real estate investor or you want to be a real estate investor and you need funding for your deals, then don't go anywhere. You're in the right place. I'm going to talk to you about how to get funding for your deals, regardless of what your hard money lender, regardless of what your broker, regardless of what your banker. I'm not talking institutions. I'm talking about getting funded from private lenders. So in this episode of the podcast, I'm going to be talking about the top three reasons as to why private lenders want to fund your real estate deals. Again, regardless of, you know, the credit and et cetera, and all the different items we talked about in the previous show. But before I give you that information, I want to remind everybody and give you a special invitation to the upcoming live event that we've got. It's called the Real Estate Investing Flow Conference. It's literally days away. And so if you haven't already gotten over there, get on over to www.jayconner.com/money podcast. That's jayconner.com/money podcast. At this event, I don't know another one like it. I'm going to have private lenders at the event for you to network with. I'm going to teach you my foreclosure system. We're going to go on the rehab bus tour and actually look at our houses that are either under rehab in the process, or we've just started them, or we've just finished them. I'm going to give you all the numbers. I'm going to teach you how we find these deeply discounted deals before any other real estate investors even know they exist, how we sell them quickly. You'll meet our team members. You'll meet our interior designer, our contractors, our acquisitionist, our virtual assistants, our realtor, our real estate agent, the entire team that we do business with, so you can duplicate this business model when you get back home. So again, it's right around the corner, literally days away. The hotel room block is almost filled up. So again, www.jayconner.com/money podcast. Okay, so back here to the show. So what do we do here on Real Estate Investing with Jay Conner? We primarily talk about today, my favorite way to fund deals is with private money. So in case you are tuning in for the first time and you've never been to the podcast or hear the show before, let me take just a moment and make sure we're all on the same page. A private lender is an individual that we do business with. So we're not talking about doing business with banks or institutions or mortgage companies or hard money lenders. This is not hard money. This is doing business with individuals borrowing money either from their investment capital or from their retirement accounts. Now, over half of my private lenders lend us money from their retirement accounts. And the only way they can do that is by first moving their retirement accounts over to a self-directed IRA company. Now, I personally and my private lenders use a company called Quest, Q-U-E-S-T, Quest IRA. They're out of Houston, Texas. They are phenomenal to work with. In fact, they're going to be at my upcoming live event that you'll be able to meet with the folks from Quest. They'll be doing a presentation on how to work with self-directed IRAs, but that's what a private lender is. So let me get right on down to these top three reasons why private lenders want to do business with us. First reason is they're going to make a whole lot more money than they can probably make through, I know it's going to, they can make a whole lot more money than they can through traditional sources. So for example, right now, I am paying my private lenders 8%. Accrue it, and we make quarterly, semi-annual, or annual payments. Some of my private lenders, we do pay monthly because they're elderly and they need the income. But nonetheless, they're going to make a lot more money than a traditional resource. So what am I comparing that to? I'm comparing that to, say, for example, a 12-month certificate of deposit. You may find it interesting to know that every Thursday in the USA Today newspaper, in the money section, on the front page, in the lower left-hand corner of the money section, the USA Today publishes the national average yields on certificates of deposit. Well, guess what? As of this show this week, 6.90% is what the average one-year certificate of deposit is paying in the United States right now. Folks, that's less than 1%. So when I come along and pay a private lender 8%, well, that's more than eight times the returns that they can get through just putting their money in the bank. So first of all, they're going to earn a lot more money. Second top reason that private lenders want to do business with us is their investment or their loan to us is safe and secure. And that's what they're looking for. They're looking for something safe and secure. So how is it safe? First of all, it's safe because it is a conservative loan. It's a conservative investment. By the fact, the maximum that we borrow is 75% of the after repaired value of the property. So that means the private lender has got a 25% of the equity cushion. For example, let's say the after repaired value on a single family house is $200,000. So the most I'm going to borrow for the purchase and the rehab is $150,000. Well, that's going to give the private lender a cushion of 25% or $50,000 in this case. 25% of the after repaired value is $50,000. Well, that's a very, very nice equity cushion. If there's a little turn in the market and prices come down, then there's plenty of room for the price to be lowered on the house and, you know, cashed out, and the real estate investor still makes a good profit, and the private lender, of course, is made whole. So the loan amount is safe, and then secondly, it is secure. Now, here's what I mean by that. In my world of private money and thousands of students that I've taught as well, we do not borrow any unsecured funds, which means, I mean, you can. There's nothing wrong with it. It's legal. In fact, you can actually borrow retirement funds with no security. You can just give them a note. But I don't do that, and I don't endorse it, and I don't recommend it. Every private lender gets a, in most states, it's called a mortgage. Here in North Carolina, it's a deed of trust. But that property is collateralizing the note to where they have a security, all right, that's backing that note. So the property is the collateral that is securing the note. So the first reason, they're going to make a lot of money. Number two, it's safe and secure. And then number three is that their loan amount or their investment, their principal amount is not volatile. In other words, what I mean, the principal loan amount does not go up and down. Now, what am I contrasting that to? I'm contrasting that to the stock market. You know, you invest in the stock market, you already lost money because you had to pay commissions or management fees, et cetera. But in this world of private money, the principal loan amount remains the same until cash out. So let me explain what I mean by that. Let's say you borrow $100,000. Of course, you can do that a lot in the nation. If you're in California, you're going to need $100,000 for an outhouse, right? Hey, if you don't know what an outhouse is, that's like back in the 1940s and prior in North Carolina and here in the South, that's where you went to the bathroom, right? But in California, you need $100,000 for that. Nonetheless, let's say in this example, you're borrowing $100,000. Well, that $100,000 principal loan amount stays the same. While the note is in play, the private lender is earning, say, 8%, either monthly, quarterly, semi-annual, or annual. Now, that's 8% annually. So let me explain that as well. You borrow $100,000. You're going to owe the private lender 8% or $8,000 in interest, but it's only for the time that you have borrowed the money. Okay. For example, let's say you only borrowed the money for 6 months. Well, if you cashed out exactly 6 months after borrowing the money, then you're only owing the private lender $4,000. That could be accrued and paid at the end of that 6 months, or you could be paying that monthly or quarterly or semi-annual or what have you. So again, the principal loan amount, that $100,000 in this example, stays the same. They get all the $100,000 back when you sell the property, plus any unpaid accrued interest that you haven't paid them so far. So those are the top three reasons right there. The private lender is going to earn more money than they can through any other traditional sources. Secondly, their loan amount, their investment with you is safe and secure. And then thirdly, they don't have to worry about anything coming out of their principal. In fact, we tell our private lenders that their loan amount to us, there's no fees, there's no commissions. And when they loan us $100,000 or $500,000 or whatever it is, they're going to be getting all that principal loan amount back when the house sells and cashes out, along with any unpaid accrued interest. And there you have it, the top three reasons. Now, you may be asking yourself, well, Jay, where do I find these private lenders that can fund my deals? Well, you need to get to my upcoming live event that I just talked about at the beginning of the show. I'm going to have private lenders at the event that you can network with. And I'm also going to dive deep at the live event. I'll be teaching all 3 days myself at the live event. And I'm going to be teaching you how you can actually go back home in your own city, in your own neighborhood. There's private lenders right underneath your nose, no matter where you live. And I'll be able to plug you into that as well. Well, thank you for tuning into the show. It's been great having you. I look forward to seeing you at the upcoming live event. Get on over to www.jayconner.com/moneypodcast. And I'll see you on the inside. Bye for now.